Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And in this, the sixth month, for she who was called barren. For nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So I even hear, not only is this your last day before Christmas, but you're not even having a full day, right? Wow. That's pretty cool. So in today's gospel, the first thing, Mary sees an angel. Now, I don't know about you, but I have never seen an angel that I'm aware of. So I'm picturing, you know, an angel coming, and Mary's like, happens every day, right? No, I'm here, angel. Hey, angel, how's it going? And, you know, she listens to what the angel has to say from the message of God. Never saw an angel. That, first of all, would frighten me a bit. But Mary had it handled. And the angel tells Mary what's going to happen. This section of this gospel is so important that we hear it not only in today's gospel, but for those who pray the Liturgy of the Hours, it's contained in part of the evening prayer. And for those who pray the Rosary, it's also part of the glorious mysteries. It is that important. So when we go out today, keep your eyes open for an angel. Because, you know, I'm kind of thinking angels, you know, big person, white wings. But I don't know really what an angel really looks like. There might be an angel out there with a message for you. Keep your eyes, your ears, and your hearts open. And then when God asks you to do something, listen with your heart and say yes.